broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia. It's time for KidBiz Radio.
KidBiz Radio creates conversations about the power of entrepreneurship and the positive impact that journey can have on kids.
For more information, go to KidBizExpo.com. Now, here's your hosts.
And welcome to KidBiz Expo Summer 2023, and we have another entrepreneur in our booth. Her name is Cece Richard, and her company is called Classy Crystals. Hello, Cece.
Hi.
I like your name.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so tell me about your business, Classy Crystals.
Okay, I sell jewelry. I've been selling jewelry for a little over a year now. I started like last year, like I think early December. And I've always loved jewelry. Ever since I got my ears pierced, I was obsessed. And it was hard for me to find great earrings I liked. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna make my own. And it turned into something big and I love doing it.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 13.
You're 13. Okay. So what inspired you is that you got your ears pierced?
Yeah.
And you're like, I need the jewelry that I want to make.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get your supplies?
Many different stores, like, let's see, Hobby Lobby, Michaels, Joann's, Amazon, of course.
And you have all the tools to make different jewelry.
Yes, I do. I got different pliers, all different sizes, all that.
So what are the jewelry, obviously earrings, what are the jewelry things that you have in your booth?
Okay, I got a couple keychains. I just added those to my collection. I got necklaces and bracelets and, of course, earrings.
Oh, my goodness. So do you have best sellers?
Yes, I have these little cute cat earrings and very shiny flamingos that are really cute. And I had little butterflies. They're like baby butterflies, but they all sold out really quickly. So.
Oh, well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
It's a good problem. What is something that has surprised you as being a business owner, with a small business and being a younger entrepreneur?
It's just seeing the smile on people's faces just by something so small. And it really just, like, it makes me happy. And I didn't think I could be so happy just selling jewelry and doing something I love. And so many people are like, oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's amazing. And it really makes me happy.
So that came, something that came from your mind and your creativity. Other people out there really love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that must be so satisfying. What's your favorite part about also having a booth like this?
I get to meet a lot of nice people. I get to see my friends. They come to support me. I like seeing other booths too and seeing other people with their creativity. And it kind of gives me a little confidence because other people are doing this too. And it's nice to be supported by other communities helping each other.
Oh, I love that. We've talked about that on the show before about how sweet it is that people are willing to support other young entrepreneurs, no matter what their business is. You just like to see them succeed.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a really good energy for young children, because sometimes you imagine there'd be like competition or jealousy, but you're not talking about that at all. You're talking about support and happiness.
That's important. That's very important.
It's very important, and not everybody gets that. So I'm like impressed, and you're so young. Where do you want to see your business go?
Well, I'm very passionate about my business, and I'm hoping to get like a little shop one day.
Like a physical shop?
Yeah, like a shop, like a small shop, like maybe in a mall or something, and I hope to expand.
Do you have a website yet, or is that coming?
I have an Instagram.
What's your Instagram?
It's @classyscrystals_jewelry.
@classyscrystals_jewelry. Well, I'm going to follow you on Instagram.
Oh,
that
you.
Is so awesome. So what is financially, you have supplies and you have costs. So what have you learned about money this way?
Oh my gosh. That's the biggest part my mom helped me with.
Moms are good that way,
yes,
aren't they?
I've learned to save more money and spend it responsibly. And whenever I spend, I save like a portion of what I use, at least half.
Wow, so. That's good advice, isn't it?
Yeah. I was just told always be responsible with your money, but to have fun, because money comes and goes and happiness and memories are what really matter.
Girl, we're going to end this interview on that. I love that. I give you a knuckle touch. I'm so excited. And I can't wait to come by and see your booth. Thank you for coming by the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.